Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you and you and you and everyone on the Blog Talk tonight. I hope you can hear me also on the prayer line. Amen. It's a wonderful, wonderful privilege to be here with you tonight. I know we have some great, great and important people on this Blog Talk, as well as the prayer line. So many wonderful leaders and people of God who are coming together to join hands together to pray and to give God thanks. I don't take any glory for what God has done, and I'm just so humbled by it. And I was minding my business when this started. On my way on a flight back from Florida, I believe, back to Texas at the time, and trying my best to get me some rest. I had been ministering so much, and I was tired. And I just made a statement, you know, God had been so good to me that weekend. And every weekend, I just made the statement, Lord, you're just so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And I let my feet back, and I was trying my best to go to sleep. I was trying my best to go to sleep. And the Holy Ghost, as I was trying to go to sleep, woke me up and said, why don't you? And I forgot all about what he was talking about. I said, why don't I what? Holy Ghost said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I had never done nothing like that. I don't know how to do this. On your will, I tried. And all of a sudden, I said, yes, Lord, and I began to thank him best I could. I just started out, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know what to do or how to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kept on thanking him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When I started naming things, thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me away. I just kept on thanking him. I must have named about 100 things on my thanking him. And then I got so full I couldn't sit there. I got so full I had to get up and start walking. Yeah, I was walking, talking about thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. And saw that restroom back there and tried to make my way to the restroom and kept on thanking the Lord. Yeah, just kept on thanking. And got in the restroom. On my way, I thought about how he healed me of asthma and got there and started jumping up and down saying, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kept on thanking him. I was shouting on the plane in that restroom. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So it was something. And launching, I didn't know it, launching the thank yous across the world as God has called me just to lead people across the world and to thanking him 1,000 times. Many of you all across the country have grabbed that and you're thanking God 1,000 times or more. Some really are thanking him 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 and 10,000 times a day. Oh, my God. It's something. This is a new revolution. It's called the New Awakening. The New Awakening. You remember when they had the Great Awakening all back in, what was it, the 1780s or something like that? Now we got the New Awakening. What is it? It's a spiritual shift. Spiritual shift. From the give me, give me, give me approach to God, to the thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't y'all make me messed up here. Oh, my God. To the thank you, thank you, thank you approach to God. And it works, y'all. It works. I know many times I've thanked him 1,000 times, and God has given me miracles like I've never seen in 2016. He'll do the same thing for you. All right, in just a few moments, I'm going to take a few prayer requests because, see, God does answer prayer now, and he will bless you if you just surrender to him. and keep his commandments and just walk upright before him. Amen. No good thing will he withhold from you if you'll walk upright before him. God bless you. Let me see if we can open these lines here and get ready. I want every person on the line tonight to help me give God thanks in just a few minutes. I want to take your prayer request before we do that and see if we get some prayer for you. Amen. Don't be ashamed. I always keep Dr. Betty Johnson on the prayer list. Amen. Because I want God to bless her. And I want God to touch her and keep her healed. And just move in her heart, soul, and mind. Amen. She should live and not die. Amen. The Holy Ghost is on her. Amen. So now, if you've got a prayer request, don't be ashamed. You know, we're ready and waiting on you to make your prayer request known. So thank you, Jesus. All right. Give me just a moment so we can get an opportunity. Operation here. Amen. And be with you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me through. Let me stand. I am tired and weary and worn through the storm, through the night. Lead me on to that light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead your child. Listen, God will take our hands and lead us on. And if you have a prayer request, he'll answer your prayer. The line is open to you, whoever has a prayer request. Make it known right now. Anybody? God bless you. Line's open to you. Other lines are open right now. You have a prayer request. It's open to you. Anyone?
314 Ambassador Lake Renata Jones. Is a football player at Utah State that's fighting for his life. He was in a car accident. And my son said he think he may be brain dead, but we're not sure. So please lift him up in prayer. I think his name is Brady Holt. Brady Holt.
For the last name, Brady what?
Holt, H-O-L-T.
Mm-hmm. And he's there at Utah State, would you say?
Yeah, he was in a car accident earlier, but we really don't know all the details. But my son said he think he may be brain dead. We're not sure, though.
Every moment counts. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
I'm asking you. I don't know why you let me sing that song, but I think I understand now.
Yes,
take
yes.
Brady Holt's hand in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Turn it around,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Don't let the death come getting in. Use him for your glory.
Lord,
use him as a testimony for you. Live spirit life. Close the back door, Father, dispatch an angel, speedy angel to go there and shut that back door. Don't let the death angel in there. Touch Brady Holt in the name of Jesus. And turn it around for him, Lord, and let him live on. Oh, God, restore that brain and green on the screen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That family that had a son didn't have no brain activity. And the doctor said, if you see green on the screen, oh my God, it means brain activity. Lord, restore the green in the name of
right
Jesus.
Right
let
now.
Him have activity in the brain and let him be normal.
Right.
Amen. Oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You
Jesus.
Are the
thank
God.
You.
above every doctor. You are the God who never lost the case. God, I'm asking you to go there, and you're already there. Holy Ghost, I heard you.
Thank
you. Restore. In the
thank
name
you
of
right
Jesus.
Now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank you. And bind the devil. Yeah. I curse every enemy that's trying to destroy him now. Give him life. I'm asking you.
Yeah.
In the
right
name
now.
Of Jesus. And I'm loosing that. Binding every enemy's assignment. Pulling
yes.
out. You've done giving life that he might be used for your glory.
Yes.
Your kingdom. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you
He's
Jesus.
Got attention now, Lord, that you might
yes,
receive glory through it, and we praise
yes,
you for it.
Father.
Thank God. Heal his body too, Lord. I'm asking
yes,
you. Heal his
right
body.
Now. Right
touch
now.
Him in
right
Jesus'
now.
Name.
Yeah,
we praise
Jesus.
You. Thank God. Ah!
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody mm-hmm. else have a prayer request before we thank him?
Yes.
I'm going to thank him for that in just a moment.
Yes.
And that
yes.
will be 9,000 thank yous. Anybody else? You got a son, you got a daughter, you got a,
yes.
You got a grandchild, you got a husband, you got a wife, you got a niece, you got a nephew. It's you. Amen. Financial need, or you got the bills stacked high, and you want to be different. Whatever it is. Amen. We just need to know how to pray for you. I don't know.
Yes.
Whatever the enemy is trying to do, we want to cancel the assignment. The line is open to you. Anybody else before we start thanking God 1,000 times here tonight? Line's open.
Anybody?
All right. God bless you. We give you an opportunity. I want to put our granddaughter, Bria, on there and keep her on there. Amen. Amen. And Malia now. And I'm going to put our daughter on there. Lenitra and Raphael. And Raphael. And then Anaya and Dante. All right, anyone else?
Dr. Johnson, this is 314 Ambassador Elect Renata Jones again. I want to ask the Lord to shake the chunk tree because I need to come to Kansas City and I need some extra funds, so I need him to bless me in an abundantly financial way.
I know he will. I don't
yes,
know.
He will.
Every time I pray and ask God to shake this chunk tree, financial blessings fall. All you got to do is believe it. I'm telling you, every time I ask him to take this country, there are unexpected things that happen. I prayed the other day, and I got, yesterday I prayed, and I got a call, and somebody said, Dr. Johnson, go to Walmart. There's $100 there waiting for you. May not seem like much to you. That's a chunk. When you ain't got no money, that's a real chunk.
You got that right.
Amen.
Amen.
So let me pray this right now. Now, every person who needs a chunk, amen, you got to believe it. Amen.
Yes,
God, faith moves him. Amen. If you believe it, receive it in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Heavenly Father, I thank you because when I ask you to shake the chunk tree, you've never failed me to send chunks down for the people who want to be recipients, who believe. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. So many people are facing financial situations where they need a blessing. Yeah, some pastors need it for their churches. Some members need it to pay tithes. I mean, so many of these, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to shake the chunk up in heaven and send financial chunks down to your people here on earth. Oh, if you believe it, reach out and grab some of them. Pull them into your bosom like I'm doing now. In the name of
Thank you.
Oh, in the spirit realm, now you have to be in the spirit realm to see this. You can't see this in the natural. But I'm praying this in the spirit realm, and I'm seeing
this.
Mama!
I'm pulling mid. You can just let him pass if you want to. But if
Thank you, Lord.
The blessing falls when you follow what God is saying to the letter. And God uses people. Don't fool yourself. God uses people. And when you follow what the prophet is saying to the letter. See, Naaman had leprosy. And he got mad because the prophet didn't come out and do a ritual like he wanted him to do. He just told him to go dip in that dirty Jordan water 7 times. And he had dipped. He didn't want to do that at first until that little servant girl convinced him to go do it. If he had told you something difficult, wouldn't you have done it? Yeah. Well, go do this. And he went and got in Jordan River. He didn't like it. Then he started dipping. 1, 2, 3. See, the miracle didn't happen on the first, second, or third time, or the fourth or fifth time, and it didn't even happen on the sixth time. I know the devil. I know the enemy. He tried to say, hey, you silly. You dipping in this dirty water. Are you crazy? Here you are, a man of dignity and a man who's looked upon by these people all over the land, and you out in this dirty water with your beautiful gold chariot over to the side. Dipping in this dirty jar. You got on a white robe, and look, every time you go down, it's turning brown. See, the enemy comes to discourage you every time you're about to get a blessing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he kept on dipping. And he went down. See, the blessing wasn't on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth time. The miracle was to follow the prophet of God to the letter. And when he followed him to the letter, And it was kind of like a test he was going through. On the 1 through 6 was the test. But when he went down on the 7th time, that was the miracle dip. Oh, I got a priest up. Take a miracle dip. Oh, my God. It's not on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's not on the 6. But the miracle dip is to the letter on the 7th time. Reach out and grab some of them chunks that is still falling right now.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you. Let's start thanking God for all the things that he's doing here tonight. I'm going to thank you. I'm including y'all to Dusty Lake Renata Jones and even Brady Hope. And Bria and Malia and Lanitra Raphael.
Okay.
And oh my God, Dante and, well, let me see, Anaya and Dante. Amen. All of our ambassadors. Amen.
Yeah.
Of course, Dr. Betty. Amen. Ambassador Dr. Betty and Dr. Pfeiffer. Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer, wonderful lady. And Ambassador Dr. Stern, wonderful, wonderful lady. And Ambassador Gina Hodges, amen. And Ambassador Dr. Gail Stith and Dr. Julie Hagen and Bishop James C. Hagen and Ambassador Gary Stern, amen. All of our ambassadors. I'm even praying for myself, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Amen.
Amen. I'm on tonight, Chief Ambassador Stern. Amen.
Right,
I had a busy day today, but I still need to pray and say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. If Ambassador Elect, amen. Missionary Hendricks, are you there? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for you. All right. All right, why don't you go ahead and lead us tonight, Ambassador Stern? You got enough energy?
Yes, sir, I do. Amen.
Right, go ahead and lead us. Thank you. Amen. Right now.
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Amen. All that is on tonight, let us go together and give God thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. Thank you for Pentecost, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, how you came in and blessed us in our congregations today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name tonight, Lord. We praise your name. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, that we can come together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, you are worthy, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for last night lying down, waking us up early this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, clothing our right mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How you met every need, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, for our chief ambassador, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanking you in advance, Lord, how you're going to bless him, oh God, even the most. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for ambassador, lady, daddy, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Touch up everybody, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for her anointing, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Look on Bria tonight, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. You've kept her, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you tonight, Lord God. Look on. Another granddaughter, Lord, Aaliyah, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Look on his daughter tonight, Demetra, Lord God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look on Raphael, Lord God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We lift up the first family before you tonight, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the vision, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Thank you, thank you. You've been so good to us, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for every prayer that's been answered, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the prayers that are already, oh God, that are pulling down every stronghold. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the first fruit prayer line in the morning, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you how you meet it every need, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone that's online tonight, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, bless your wonderful name, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all the mothers of Zion on the line, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody like you, Lord God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your multiple blessings, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord God. Thank you for letting that old death angel just pass by, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the conference in advance, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Jesus, Hallelujah. We're calling our spirit tonight, Lord God.
Yes, 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 yes. We worship only God. The only wise God.
And I just thank the Lord for the praise that he has put down in my heart. I'm so happy.
And I just thank the Lord for Evangelist Latonya Williams being on the line. It's a pleasure just to hear her voice. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for everyone that's on the line. And I'm just requesting the prayers of the righteous. Saints, please pray for me.
Amen. God bless you. We certainly will. Amen. Thank God. That's beautiful. Anybody else, you got something you want to tell? You got to praise for it. Don't hold it. Saints. Don't hold it. Tell it. Amen.
Hey,
why
man,
you got it?
Ambassador Johnson, this is exactly
yes, ma'am.
Latonya Williams. Amen. God bless
yes, ma'am.
You, sir.
God bless you.
Everybody.
We've been missing you so much. Yeah. I know Ambassador Stern's been missing you, too. Amen. God bless
and
we
you. We caught up, though. We caught up with one another. Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Go ahead. Amen.
Amen. I just want to greet everyone. I just want to thank you, Ambassador-elect Frierson. I miss you all. I miss you too, woman of God. And I thank you so much for just saying that. Amen. I thank God for you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, just being to the work that God has called you to and not coming down off the wall. I just thank God for you, man of God. And I know that God has great and mighty things yet still in store. Amen.
Well, I receive
this,
it. I receive it.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I just receive
amen.
It.
And I just thank God also for Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen.
Uh-huh.
I will continue to keep y'all in prayer. I always do pray for y'all. And I know God is really blessing y'all as well. And I just pray God continue to keep you both in health. Amen. Amen.
Thank you
and
so much.
Bless your ministry and your personal ministry and just everything. Amen. I just thank God for all the ambassadors, all the ambassador-elect, and everyone that's on the line. Amen. I just give honor to what honor is due. I love you all. God bless y'all. And y'all just continue to stay encouraged. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, I can't pray this just for you. But I don't know, every time I pray this, the Holy Ghost honors it. Amen. I want to pray it right now again. I know I prayed it already. I know I'm not trying to repeat myself like this. I know what I'm doing because the Holy Ghost has given it to me. And I'm praying this for you. Lord, shake the chuck tree up in heaven
yes,
and send chucks of financial blessing to these precious people. And I receive it.
The
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Lord.
My God.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Shake it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I know they fall. Amen. Every time I pray, it comes to me, too. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I want to tell y'all this. I was at Amazing Grace our church this morning, and I said to the people, I don't know, the Holy Ghost led me. Our daughter was sitting back there, Lenitra, and I said, Lenitra, I want to ask you something. I don't want you to make up nothing. I don't want you to try to protect your daddy. I don't want you to try to make me look good or nothing. I just want you to tell the truth. I said, you're our daughter, and I want you to know, I want to ask you, in my life, have I said some peculiar and spectacular things that I said was going to come to pass? She said, yes, Daddy, you have. You said some real peculiar things and some real spectacular things. And I said, let me ask you something. Did they come to pass or did they not come to pass? Tell them if they didn't come to pass, I want you to say they didn't come to pass. She said, no. Everything you have said, Daddy, has come to pass.
Amen.
Whether it took a while or right then or a while, it came to pass. I said, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say this, and I know it's strange, but I believe God's going to make millionaires right here at Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Amen. And I'm going to say this
Hallelujah.
On the line. You don't have to grab it if you don't want to believe it. That's all right. But I believe that God's going to make some millionaires right on this black line and right on this star line. If you don't want to receive it, that's fine. But I believe God's going to make some millionaires right on this line.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
And not only that, I believe God's going to set many of y'all debt free in the name of Jesus. I'm decreeing it in Jesus' name. You don't have to receive that if you don't want it, but I receive it in Jesus' name. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I receive that. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank God. Amen. I feel that in the anointing that God is saying that to you all. I said this. I've been telling y'all this now. I want y'all to know something. Dr. Johnson, many times I repeat myself not because I'm going senile. I do this on purpose. Because Jesus did it. Look through the Bible, and God did it. God is the God of repetition. Look throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. Look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Why do you think God let those be synoptic gospels, repeating the same thing? Because he wanted to get the message to you and get it in your heart. That's why. Amen. Amen. But I repeat these things on purpose in the name of Jesus that it can get in your heart. Amen. God's going to bless y'all. Amen. I mean beyond compare. He's going to bless y'all beyond compare in the name of Jesus. So get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for them. Amen. Grab them. Grab them. In the name of Jesus. Let God bless you.
Thank you.
In a bountiful way. Amen. Let the Lord bless you real good. Amen. God bless you. I don't want the line to cut off on us tonight. Amen. I hear that song. Whoever's got that going, that's good. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I don't claim to be nothing much. Amen. I really don't. I don't claim to be nothing much, but I do claim to be anointed. I do have the anointing. Amen. And when I tell you something, grab it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Let me have order on the line. All right. Amen. Let me have order on the line. As we get ready to go tonight, just remember this. It's going to happen for you. Amen. All right. Yes.
This is Ambassador Terry Lake Frierson. Can you please announce the shut-in? We have one more slot left.
All right.
Like
why don't you do that? I'm not a micromanager. I want you to do that, and you're doing a wonderful job. And you started early. That's what I like about it. And thank you. Go ahead and announce that slot open. Now let me just explain this though, and then I'm giving it back to you. The all night shut in is when we spend all night with the Lord. Amen. And just like I'm a host of this time now. We want you to be a host. See, that's the compassion of my heart. I'm not a hog. I want you to get this before the Lord, and the Lord bless you too. How can my faith be all the way up on the 20, and I've left you as great people of God, and your faith is down on a 2 or 3 or 4? No. We got to grow together. So I want you to take these slots. Just trust me in the name of Jesus. I'm being led of the Lord. Take these slots and take them and be grateful that God allowed you to have a slot where you're leading prayer unto him in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Ambassador-elect Frierson. Amen. Tell him what it is.
Good evening. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson again, and we have one or two more slots left for the shut-in, and the times that are available are 3 to 3:30 and 3:30 to 4. And
Amen.
All
That's
times are based on Central Standard Time.
Tell them that's
Amen. Good morning. Good evening. Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Williams. I would think was that 3 a.m.?
Yes.
Yes.
3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Okay, I'll take that slot.
Okay, you'll take the whole hour?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. You are now back in the hands of Dr. Bernard John.
God bless you. Y'all are sweet and wonderful. Now, I learned something. I've known it, but I've been reminded of this. You know, a lot of times, you know, the Lord has me to chastise y'all sometimes. Amen. I don't do this as a mean person, but I do it because it's necessary. But I've learned on the other side that whenever people do good, to just really lift them up. And I want to thank all of you on this log line and some of you who are really on the prayer line. Thank you for being so obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And I want to thank y'all for jumping in and taking these times. And I don't have to get upset and nothing like that. Because the only thing that basically makes me upset on the line is when I hear and I see people doing God wrong. And that bothers me just as it bothered Jesus when he saw people misusing his father and his father's house. So, but y'all have been so on it. Y'all are on it now, and y'all are jumping in there early and you're seeing the vision. And I just want to commend you all. You're doing much, much better, and you're growing so much. Thank God for you. And I want to tell you, I love you all so much, and I appreciate y'all so much. God bless you. And ain't a thing you can know about it. Amen. I've been saying that for years. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
This
yes,
is Evangelist Mother Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
Mother Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
This is something I just wanted to say. The Lord blessed me on last night.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I was elected for the Greater Life Network Third Ensemble Heroic Award. And
what?
It was just grateful. I thank God how the Lord just blessed my children, all of them except one, to be here. And they marched me up on the stage. It was just glorious, and I thank God
beautiful.
For it. And the welcome oh. like that, the people that come and just embrace me afterwards. I just thank God how the Lord has blessed me. And I tell you, the write-up that they shot in that book is just really ecstatic. I tell you, I thank God. It's not me, but it's God that did the thing.
Yes,
yeah,
it
I
is, the Lord.
Even having the, hello.
Go ahead, Mother. Go ahead. We hear you. We hear you, Mother. Go ahead.
Yes, I just thank God. And you know how that you just feel like a little person and not being just nobody just doing what God wants you to do. And you don't know who's thinking about you.
That's
and
right. That's right, Mother.
Five other heroic women.
Now tell me the name of this award again now.
It is the Greater Life Network Third Unsung Hero Award. Theme
oh
celebrating
God.
Your worth.
Mm.
It was
isn't that beautiful?
Praise God. That's awesome.
Thank you. I just don't know how the Lord is
thank
really
you.
Good. I'm listening.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Unsung
thank
Hero
you.
Award from the Greater Life Network. Amen.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. We are so proud
thank
of your mother.
You.
Amen. Now,
thank
if some
you.
Of y'all got something
thank
really,
you.
You know, wonderful like that, I want to know about it, too, so we can celebrate y'all. We got to go, y'all.
Ambassador Johnson.
Go. Yes,
Ambassador
yes,
Johnson. This
uh-huh.
is Ambassador Stern. And I, too, was on this past Saturday at Monument of Faith Church in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
We have every year a women's conference and a breakfast to remember. And on that Saturday, we have ever been 300 or better women in the building that comes for a prayer breakfast, an awesome service.
Uh-huh.
And this past Saturday, amen, out of all the women and a lot of dignitaries in the house,
oh.
I was given a big gift, amen, a big gift, amen, the only one at the table in the place, amen, for being faithful, amen, and just being in my place and always supporting. So I just been changed all weekend because I know that it is favor upon me, nobody but God. I mean, even the great speaker that was there and everything, it was nobody but the Lord. I'm not boasting in myself, but your works will follow you wherever you go. So I didn't want to rain on Mother's Parade, but you say if it was anything, I was going to wait till in the morning and share it. Amen. But I was so led to praise God even more today. I really was. Nobody had to tell me. It was like I just had it down up in me that it was necessary that I come on the prayer line this evening just to magnify the Lord. Amen. Amen. I thank God that you put a driving us. Amen. To give God 1,000 praises. I don't let a day go by without taking the time. I don't care what's in my busy schedule, what I do, or what have you. I remember one time you told me that you think God don't see that and God is not seeing what you do. Amen. To give him praise. Amen. It's nothing that I've done, but it's the grace of God because I have a love and a reverence for the Lord.